On today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about this idea of being first. Whether you're selling in an industry where you're the only person of color, or perhaps you're breaking through barriers and entering sales and the first one in your family to do that. We're going to talk about the challenges, the benefits, and the upsides of being first. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of the Selling in Color podcast. I'm your host, Donald Kelly, the sales evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you on this awesome podcast. And, you know, here on today's episode, I'm going to take the opportunity to take a few minutes and share some words and some insights, some things that's been on my heart and mind that I hope could help you. As we've been doing this podcast now, we're going into our second season. And one of the things that we're seeing, especially hearing from all these other individuals and hearing their story, there's so many great insights. There's so many things that we can glean that can help us to, become better in our role and help us to become better in our approaches and in our tactics as sales professionals. But one of the things, especially as someone of color, and one of the things that I want to emphasize today is the idea of being first or feeling that you belong. Let me give you a story, and hopefully this can help you out. When I was doing software sales, I was the only Black guy in my company, the only Black person in the whole company. Fortunately, there was a little bit later on, we had a team member came on, and name was Janice, and she was one of the executive assistants. And so it was the two of us in the organization. And this was in the world of tech and in software sales. There wasn't a lot of us. And, you know, one of the things that people naturally will say at that point is like, and I felt that same way too, where it's like the idea, like, do I belong here? Do I belong here? Now, here's what I want you to do. There's a challenge and there's benefits of being first. When you're a pioneer, when you're the first one to explore a land or to explore a country or explore a place or to go somewhere, when you're the first one to be there, I mean, when we land on Mars, we're going to be exploring those areas, right? Pioneers, the first group's going to go there. Now, here's what's going to happen when you are exploring a community or, in your case, a new job, and you're the first one in your family to break through the generational gap challenges or the generational difficulties or the generational norms, is that it's going to be awkward. I'm not going to lie. It was awkward being in a company when people just didn't understand some of the things that you might understand or some of the difficulties or some of the challenges that you grew up with. They didn't get that. And it may be hard for that to be correlated. People, the jokes and things that people might share at times, and, you know, they don't realize that these things are not appropriate. And obviously you're correcting them and so forth. There, you find yourself in these situations where things like this is happening. And it's one of the challenge of being first in an area. But here's what I want to get at with this, though, is that someone needs to do it, though. Someone needs to be that person that's going to break through. Someone needs to be the Martin Luther King, the Malcolm X. Somebody needs to be the Gandhi. Somebody needs to be that person that's first. And is that person you? Whether you're in an industry where you're the first one of from your family to join, or the first one, because there's no one like you. No one that's Asian, or no one that's Latinx, or no one that's Black that's in that company. You're breaking through. You're making waves. And you're going to have critics out there. People are going to say, well, you know what? They're just doing this because you're trying to do a token. Listen, don't focus on what the naysayers are going to say. What you're trying to do is that you're trying to make that cheddar. You're trying to make some change in your family. And yes, sometimes you are going to fall into a gap where you're going to be the token. But you know what? I'm going to take that token opportunity and I'm going to make a change in that. And you might say, well, what can one person do? Go back through history and look at what one person have done. Look what Martin Luther King did. Yes, he wasn't the only person, but he had the courage to stand up. And because of that, the movement started to grow. You see, all these other people, it took one person. Look at Kaepernick when he knelt. Because of that, that helped to perpetuate and push forward a movement. One person took the courage to do it at first. So when you're going into this company, think of it in that same scenario. What are you doing? What kind of breakthrough are you making? What kind of impact are you having, like, say, 4 or 5 years from now? What's going to happen when more folks are graduating from college and they're seeing this, you know, this lady who is in this tech world, and she is Black, and she is now the VP of sales in that organization, and she was hired on and it could have been fulfilling that token role, but now she's been able to blast through some trails and to make some wave and to bring some attention to the topic and to the subject and able to bring other people in like her. Those are the people, those are the pioneers that I want to make sure are inspired by this podcast. So if you're, as you're coming in and listening to the show, as you're thinking about it and you might feel that you are one of few people in your organization, I want you to understand something. It's not really about you. Let me explain. It's not about you. It's about the people who are coming in after you. Yeah. Yes, I do understand that. Yeah, you want to make some money. And yes, you are going to make some money. The important piece to understand as you're going through this journey, as you're going through this trial, you're going through these challenges, you're going through these difficulties, and as you're blazing through, yes, you are going to make money and all that good stuff. But it's important to understand, even when you find those challenging moments, when you find the naysayers and you find people who don't understand and people who are ignorant, just remember the 4 or 5 years, that even the 10 years after you, and the change that's happening, the change that's going to happen. Because I promise you, based on things that we're seeing with organizations like Sales for the Culture and, you know, Sisters in Sales, and even this podcast and a lot of other communities out there, we're bringing attention to the topic. And there are many other people out there, many other organizations bringing attention to the fact that we need more brothers and sisters, more Latinx individuals, more people of Asian descent to be a part of the sales game, because there's so much to be had. And the pioneers like you and me, the individuals that don't give up but continue to blaze through, you're making an impact for folks who are coming in after you. Some of our guests have shared some phenomenal episodes, phenomenal content about how they are first, or what they have done, or the experiences they've had. You, my friend, are making a wave for other people. You're making a wave and also making way for them. And I just want you to just I want you to be inspired by that. I want you to be inspired by the fact that, you know, it's not always easy to be first. It's not always the most convenient to be first. But the simple fact that you're doing it to help other people. And I'm super grateful for you to be here. I'm super grateful to be here. I'm super grateful that we're all able to work together to make this happen. There are so many other people out there who need to understand the power of sales, and they have a negative mindset about it. They have negative understanding. Maybe it's cultural, or maybe they've just been disenfranchised because they never had the opportunity, or they don't see anyone like them. Let's make that change. Let's make it happen. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be your host, thankful to be your guide on this journey. And I can't wait to help you and to hear your stories as we continue with the rest of the season, to highlight individuals and to hear their messages of how they're succeeding right now in sales. We do this because we really want to help. I told you when I started this podcast, I have a brother, I have friends who I wanted to, you know, who are coming into the sales game, and I wanted to give them an opportunity to be able to thrive and to succeed. I want them to see the power of a sales career. And that's why we're doing this thing. And I want you to be able to tell somebody else, a little Black girl, a little Black boy, a little Latin girl, boy, or Asian individual out there, that you, there's an opportunity for them to thrive in corporate sales, in B2B sales, in tech sales, and that we're here to help them. And if we need to be those trailblazers, listen, we're going to make it happen. So don't worry about those naysayers. Forget them. Haters are going to hate. Let's just go out and do our thing. Let's earn the income that you deserve, and let's help the other people who are coming in after you. Thank you so much. We're excited. You're going to love the next episode that's coming up. Check it out. Everyone, thank you so much for taking the time to join the show today, for listening, for being here. And if you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe. I appreciate that. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to this podcast. And then also make sure to tell somebody else who is listening out there. If you're watching YouTube for the first time, just go ahead and click subscribe to our channel. But let people know about this avenue. Let them know about this. Check out the community as well, Sales for the Culture, and some of the great things going on there. It's a community where Black sellers can come together and to learn and to grow from others. Whether you're brand new to sales, you've been selling for your whole life, or your sales and sales leadership, there's stuff that we can learn, and we want to be able to help each other. If you're someone of color and you know somebody that would be a great guest for our podcast, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're Asian, or they're Black, or Pacific Islander, if they're someone of color, send them our way. We'd love to have them come on a show. And check out our sponsors as well. They're giving away some amazing gifts. Want you to take advantage of that. As always, I share the stuff because I want to help you. I want you to thrive. I want you to succeed. Only 20% of us are out there in the sales world. We need to change that. We need to get that up. I want to be able to do my job, do my part to be able to help impact and get the world to be able to know that sales is a great opportunity and we can do it. We don't want to go out and beg for a piece of the pie. We want to go out and make our own pie. Let's make this happen. We can do this together. Thank you so much for watching. Hope you have a great day. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the episode today. I appreciate you. You could be doing many other things, but you sacrificed the time to be able to improve yourself and to listen to our podcast, and that means a lot. If you haven't done so already, I ask that you leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It goes a really long way when someone can come behind you and hear about the show from someone else and hit subscribe. Thank you if you can do that, and if you've done it already, it would mean a lot. I appreciate you. Also, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. You can get the same amazing content, but you get a chance to see us, as well as more tips, tricks, and strategies that can help you compete and to succeed as a sales rep. Our show today was produced by myself and the Sales Podcast Network. It was edited and mixed together by the one and only Mr. Gershon O'Bail. Our show notes today was created by the one and only Rael Ramirez. Our podcast guest coordinator is Mrs. May Marr. Our episode artwork and social media posts were created by Destin Cunado. Our content editor is Michelle Rushman. Our podcast production coordinator is Mrs. Shannon Rasmussen. You can find audio credits to this episode and all of the episodes in each of our show notes. And as always, I am your host, your coach, your mentor, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.